Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's the rider, Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons and Stephanie Hennigan, whose stated ambition for the day is to be asleep on a couch by 3 o'clock.
Squad goals.
She's got absolute squad goals, while simultaneously she's come in with what looks almost like ring attire. Frankly, you know what I mean? If you found out she was about to go and fight someone, you wouldn't be that surprised.
It's my Tron outfit.
What's that?
It's like, I feel like it's my Tron workout outfit.
Really?
Yeah,
You look like you could really work out in it. You could get a lot done.
That's the point.
That was a lot of nodding for a radio show.
Me and Steph have had very different mornings. Steph's ran 8 miles. I've thrown up 8 times.
Yeah, we're recording this one on a Sunday for a variety of reasons, really. I don't know when it's going to go out, but we'll sort that out as we move through the gears. John Gibbons and Neil Atkinson, Stephanie Hennigan, like I said a minute ago, I'm slightly in radio mode and I need to get out of it quite quick.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah,
say it is. It's well, I'd like to say more Mick Coyle. He's the person I try to model myself on.
No, you'll never be Mick.
I know I'll never be Mick, but we've got to have, you know,
I mean,
aim for the stars. Aim for the stars. I might make the moon.
In with Mick tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, doing City Talk.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
12 noon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
I mean,
that.
This will mean absolutely fuck all by the time this goes out because it'll have been 4 days ago.
Yeah.
But Monday, 12 o'clock.
Tune in.
Yeah. Let us know what you think of Steph on City Talk. Always enjoys doing it. We've got no Adam.
No, Adam is. Where is Adam?
Spain.
I finally remember.
Yeah, he was a bit drunk when he emailed us last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then whatever you recommended, he then played. Because I was following him on Twitter. What was the song? I can't remember what it was, but he was like, this is the next up in the big disco. John is doing lots of nodding.
He's doing a lot of nodding. It was quite the night last night. John Gibbons was on a stag. We'll hear more about that Thursday.
He's never not on a stag.
Do you reckon he's like...
Fucking hell, I don't even know that many people get married.
I reckon there's some sort of sideline that John's actually running that we don't know about, which is basically stag for hire. He's a one-man stag party that goes... Like, the way in which they have the people who organise the stag dues, well, John both organises them and then goes on them.
Yeah.
And I reckon there's a business somewhere on the internet with this.
Do you remember that there was an awful phase of people hiring like dwarfs in various costumes to go on their stags?
Yeah.
I think that's what you do. I think, but not obviously not a dwarf.
In
too big to be a dwarf.
Just like in Benidorm, you can hire a Frank Gallagher fella to take you on a pub crawl.
My overwhelming thought.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
My overwhelming thought whenever I see hen or stag news is like, who the fuck is marrying you? Like, it's just the absolute where. Like, how are you getting married? Like, God only knows what the other person looks like, because they're never classy. I hate them.
I live on Stag Street and Hen Street. And
you do?
Yeah.
I have
quite a running commentary in my head. I love them all. I think they're fabulous.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. For a variety of reasons. Firstly, bringing money into the city is nice. But also, I just sort of... It's a lot of people who are determined to have a great time, and you see them on Friday and they all look fresh-faced, and then you see them on Sunday and they look absolutely broken. And I quite like the fact that you can sort of chart this through the weekend. But, you know, they're just coming to have fun.
Yeah.
Paying Gibbo 100 quid an hour.
Just feels like forced fun. You know how I feel about forced fun.
Exactly. All right. We will we'll move on and play a song. And we're going to open the show.
What song will it be?
I don't know, because we're somewhat flying by the seat of our pants this week. So we will open with... I'm trying to work this out very, very quickly. And I'm playing for time, and I've got no help because Adam's not in, and he normally steps in on this sort of thing.
Are we meant to do something here?
You're meant to sort of, yeah, you're meant to. No, yeah, that'd be great. Okay. These are Aqua Surge, Tintin Honest, Bien Mou Loulon.
Thank you.
That's Aquasurge. Aquasurge. Tintin Honest. Bien Mon Lulu. Which is in French, and it's a bold way to open the show, but I thought
no
I'd back
shit,
myself. Thanks.
That's
thanks.
French.
It's French.
Language it's, fans.
It's from an album called
French for Water.
Let's say, c'est etre. And it's a bit of an indie supergroup, which I know Steph loves. So
they're never super.
Tame Impala, Stereo Lab, Melody's Echo Chamber, Acid Mother's Temple, and Aksak Mabul are the people who've all been in part of that. And for this album, it says here, this came out in February. I can't believe I missed it, really. The group locked themselves in a studio for 3 10-day sessions and collectively wrote everything from scratch. It's the business, to be honest with you. The album's really, really interesting. So if you get the opportunity, it's on Bandcamp and in other places. Aquasurge. And that's that. Steph.
Hello.
You told us, whilst the Aquasurge song was playing, at least metaphorically, that that you went to see Sugar Hill, the Sugar Hill Gang.
I did. Sorry, I was just laughing to a joke in my head then. Sorry.
What was the joke in your head? Was it at my expense?
Whenever anyone says metaphorically, I'm like, leave the weather out of this.
That's like a Harry Hill joke. That's brilliant. I'll start doing that.
Yes, I went to see the Sugar Hill Gang on Thursday, and they were very good value for money. It was Sugar Hill Gang, it was Grandmaster Melly Mel, and Scorpio and the Furious Five, and they had a ball. We had a ball.
Were the five not furious?
No, they were not. They were not furious. They were just
happy to be there.
Yeah, I went in with quite low expectations because I thought I don't know what this is going to be like because it might be quite sad. You know, sometimes you're like, guys, give up. You know.
Yeah.
Go and get a little job in the call center or something. Like, this doesn't work anymore, but it worked. It was dead good. It was a proper laugh, and they did everything. And he did that kind of hip-hop thing, you know, where you just borrow other people's songs and there's not really, you know...
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It's all hip-hop.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good fun. And they did all the hits. They did Rapper's Delight. They did Apache.
Did they do Rapper's Delight?
Yeah.
It'd have been amazing if they didn't, if they got off. No. Like, they went to the Lightning Season, they didn't do Three Lions.
Yeah, no, they did Rapper's Delight. They did Apache. They did, like, honestly, it was absolutely brilliant. And then afterwards, at the end, they were like, and now we're just going to get in the audience, and does anyone want a photo? And they spent, like, a good 20 minutes just having photos taken with anyone who wanted it.
That's boss.
Wasn't it?
That's brilliant.
It was absolutely... It was just dead nice. They just seemed like dead nice fellas. We had a lovely time.
I feel like this was core content for me and you, John. This feels like we should have been at this.
You weren't invited.
Oh, really? It was like that, was it?
Yeah.
I'm glad Steph had fun. I don't need to be there for all their fun times. How would they hear about them?
If you were there at the time, we'll be able to look forward to them. All right, then. Steph, you're going to play the next song.
Am I?
Yeah, yeah.
What one is it?
One of yours. I was going to go with that one. If you were asking me, I'd have gone with that one there. But you can, you know, you can make any decision that you like out of those three.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's very much, it's your party.
SNA, Broken Clocks.
Running back to the strip club, I'm never going back, never going back. No, you can't make me, never going back, never going back. They never take me. I've had enough of petty dudes, I've had enough of shitty news. I had a thing for dirty shoes since I was 10, love dirty men alike. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Pages talking a lot. Sorry,
I'm faded. Think I forgot. You love me. In about 2 days from break. Been about 3 years since I dated you. Why you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better. You moved on to whoever. I was down for whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day.
SZA, Broken Clocks?
Yes. On this page that I am looking at, she's described as an R&B songstress. I feel songstress is one of my worst words. Don't like it.
Yeah.
A songstress. She's a singer. Let's not make up twee words for everything.
Yeah.
I like seamstress, though.
Yeah, seamstress. But
it's fun to say.
That's an actual profession.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Songstress feels twee. However, the album is not twee. It's absolutely brilliant. It's called Control. It's out now. And I had difficulty choosing a track. I actually changed my mind four times.
Four times?
Yeah. And I was like, just fucking pick one, Stephanie. So this is the one that I picked.
Fucking hell. Sounds stressful, but all right.
Stressful in my head.
Fucking hell, Stephanie.
It's tough on herself.
Would you say you were your own biggest critic?
Yeah, but also my own biggest fan, so it balances it out.
Okay, that's a friendly criticism.
Yeah.
You know,
strive for the best, don't you?
Yeah. But I think I did well there. I picked the best track. Well done, me.
The best track. So, what did you get up to on Saturday then, John? What did this stag actually entail?
I just went to town. I woke up a little bit hungover because I had a few pints on Friday, but put a gig on and did that thing and
gig was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
what gig was it?
Shipbuilders.
Shipbuilders play, but it was a band called Joe Mary on as well. They were fantastic. It was downstairs in the Shipping Forecast.
You love it there, don't you?
I do now. Yeah, it's good. It's a good
venue.
You
could get a plaque.
One day, who knows? So we just went to town. It was it was an old fashioned stag do. Went to town, got drunk. Stag had to be taken home by the best man.
Oh, perfect.
And everyone else carried on.
It's got everything that you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Stag had to be taken home by best man is the sentence. Did the best man come back out or did he think I've got out of this?
No, he thought that's it. That's it for me.
Sensible. When's the wedding?
1st of July.
The only shame is that I wish the wedding was today. I mean, then
yes,
you wouldn't be
that
here.
That is old school. An old fashioned one.
That is old school.
Yes.
I remember on, like, one of my favourite You've Been Framed genres is grooms who've obviously got smashed the night before,
yes.
Like fainting or something, or just like being a bit wobbly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good brand of You've Been Framed, that.
Yeah, no, I'm very into that. I'm very into that sort of old school thing. We sort of did that. We did a bit of that for you.
Yeah.
I know there was so much dissent from all women around the concept, but it was glorious. And yeah, I was repeatedly told that I am not allowed to go to that wedding if I turn up stinking of booze. But yeah, it was great.
If it's John Gibbons' wedding, like, if you don't turn up stinking of booze, when can you?
It's an excellent point.
Well, I was warned by the registrar that if I stunk of booze, like, they wouldn't marry me.
You must know how to hide it well now.
Just, yeah, mints and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. I had about 14 mints before kickoff.
Absolutely stink of air freshener, whatever.
Yeah, stinking of extra strong mints. All right, then, John, what's your first one this week?
What shall I play first? I think I'll play Mammoth and Breathe Into Me.
That's Mammoth with Breathe Into Me.
Yeah, it was all a bit rushed this week, so I did my classic. I wonder what Bella Union are up to.
And what are they up to, John?
Releasing this album. It's called Kinder Versions, and it's out on July 14th.
July the 14th?
Yeah, for okay. The Mammoth album. But I like that song, it's good.
I like everything this week. I loved everything last week as well. All straightforward stuff. Enjoyed the interaction online around a variety of things, up to and including the idea that Adam could do Greek service.
That was only this morning.
I know, I'm on top of it. Look at me doing my job properly.
I stopped my run to answer that.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
Hold on.
Because I could hear it. I was getting notifications and I was like, what's going on? Why is that? And I checked, why have I got 9 notifications? Thinking it was something exciting. Can't do, you either go, oh, something's like, I've done something really good, or something's gone terribly wrong if you've got 9 notifications and you're not sure why. And it was option 3. Adam was talking about joining the Greek National Service, which was a curveball. Not going to admit, not going to lie.
He's after the passport.
Yeah.
We should point out.
But he, yeah, he'd have to do a year's National Service to qualify.
Yeah.
And I presume his Greek's not great, but you never know with Adam. It wouldn't surprise me if Adam just sort of turned up and went, no, I speak pretty good Greek, to be honest with you, Neil.
It's full of surprises.
I didn't appreciate he had any Greek in him.
Well, he's got a lot of Greek in him.
Has he really?
I'm sorry?
You don't see many ginger Greeks.
Well,
it's true.
That is true, but, you know, if he qualifies, he qualifies. Mm. You know? Like the Republic of Ireland rule. I think we should actually encourage him to do it, to be honest. I think that, you know, it might...
Years a long time to be in the army, the Greek army. And I know they're not like... I know they're not getting stuck into wars.
I can't imagine they do much, though, do they?
It's a bit moody in Cyprus, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be terrible if he joined and it kicked off. Yeah.
But imagine the content.
Oh, I'd have him ringing in and everything. Our man at the front would be fantastic.
We should have rung him today, really.
Should we?
Yeah.
We possibly still could.
Let's give him a call.
I will see if we can sort that out at some point throughout
the
show.
Pick a song right now.
Yes, faster, Adam, faster. Get it done. Tell us what your gig of the week is. Okay, my next one is by School Damage, and this is called Online Shopping, £5 a month. School Damage from their eponymous album, an Australian outfit, Chapter Music, yet again, when John goes to Bella Uni and I go to Chapter Music, the best in Australian independent music since 1992, it says here. Constantly releasing interesting things. Slightly, it says in this, shambolic pop foursome. which is, you know, also what the way in which I would term the rider. The songs album, the album songs use everyday events like going to the library or browsing ASOS to explore emotional states of isolation, confusion, and longing. And
that is us.
Yeah,
is this us?
Yeah, I mean, there's one called The Tip.
Fuck off.
There isn't. There should be. And maybe we can suggest it to them. There is one that's called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down. Which again is, you know, feels like it's somewhere.
That's what Homer thought Speed was called.
Yeah. So that's what they do. Going to the library or browsing ASOS. Jake says his song Grown Ups is about acting adults, having to have stressful small talk conversations with people, not having fun in the rain, etc. That's what it is. They do some stuff with it. They played King Gizzard's Gizfest in 2016. It's a really lovely album. I was going to play something off it last week and held back, so I've played something off it this week, and that is School Damage with Online Shopping. Where was I? You've watched all of the new Orange is the New Black.
I have, yes.
I've dipped in and out of this. This is very much falls into the category of shows that are on in the background for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I know a fair bit of sort of where the plot is on it, but I wouldn't consciously sit down and commit to it.
Well, it's okay because they give you a very comprehensive recap at the start of this season, which I thought I knew exactly what had gone on. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot all of that. I like Orange is the New Black because they only have 13, maybe 14 episodes, and they're all relatively short, so you can smash them in 2 days and still have
you like a feeling of completion, don't you?
Yeah. I much like this new era that we live in where we watch TV shows in blocks rather than endless weeks, because I have a very short attention span and I'd get bored of it. I'd forget by week four. I'd like book something else in and be like, oh well, I forgot it now. So yes, anyway, this one's good. There's a riot in the prison. Can't give much more away.
Is that quite early on?
Because, you know, the entire thing is set in a riot. So the entire season is over. Is it 2 days, maybe?
Oh, that's quite interesting.
I don't know. It's a very short period of time. And it's only 4 days since the last season. So that's interesting to see.
It is interesting.
But yes, it's good. I like it.
Excellent.
And that's all I have to say.
I've watched 2 episodes of The Handmaid's Tale. I would recommend it to humans in general.
Have you read the book?
Years ago, but yes.
Does it compare?
Well, I'd forgotten bits of transpires as I was watching it. I was like, what? Is that what's happening there? And it was like, yes, that's what's happening. Have you read the book? I did, but years ago. I do like Atwood, but I sort of remember Alias Grace better than I remember The Handmaid's Tale.
Do you know what? I am not a massive Atwood fan.
Really?
I know that's...
Are you Atwood agnostic?
I know that's a really bad thing to admit.
It's one of them.
But, yeah.
Not everything's for everybody.
No.
Have you read Alias Grace?
No.
It's a bit different.
Okay. I feel like it's... Everything she writes, I feel like I should really enjoy, but I never do. It just never clicks. And I always felt a bit ashamed to admit that because everyone loves her so much. And then I had a conversation with my best friend, Leslie, and, like, you know, when you kind of go, oh, I'm not too keen on Margaret Atwood. And she was like, neither am I.
So, real relief.
Yeah. She's like, oh, thank God. Let's talk to each other about how much we're not asked about her. I will watch the TV programme.
What's the TV programme?
What's it on?
It's on Channel 4.
So is it Pace?
Is it, what do you mean?
Is it Week?
Yeah, but there's at least two of them already on all four. That's what I watched.
Out of how many, though? I'll wait till it's finished and then I'll smash them all in.
Okay, excellent. What are you up to, John, television-wise?
I'm in a bit of a limbo at the moment. I need something. Because Destiny to Survive is finished. And Laura's watching Handmaid's Tale, but she sort of decided she's doing it on her own. So that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, let her get on with it.
Yeah, very
much so.
She's
still a
hobby.
I'm in a bit of limbo. Game of Thrones is coming back soon.
Yeah, if you watch it with Laura, you'll end up doing what I did yesterday, which is end up apologising for the patriarchy. So don't worry about it. Let her get on with it.
I'm not that bothered about all that.
Well, it does hit.
Well, you fucking should be.
it does hit a bit hard as it wears on. Articulation there of the fourth wave of feminism by Stephanie Hennigan. You fucking should be, lad. Okay, maybe we should do books again soon. I meant to bring books in twice to do the book game, but we should probably have a book chat soon. I tried to do our book club, but it didn't really work.
She never told no one about it, did she?
There is that, yeah.
First time you were asking, she was like, oh, I was going to do the book club. I was like, you never mentioned this in any email, did he? Did he? Don't think so.
You know what I'm like. Things just go through my head, and I presume that people... this is probably my world, my life's biggest weakness, is that I think things and then presume I've told people them.
I presume, and this is very big-headed of me, that everyone knows everything about me already. And so I don't really explain lots of detail about things. I just assume that people know who all my friends are and what I've been doing. So quite often I'm like... I'll say something, they'll be like, I don't know who any of those people are. How do you not take such an active interest in my life? But yeah, it's just because I'm very big-headed.
Okay, what's your biggest weakness, John?
I don't know. This feels a bit heavy for the hangover, to be honest.
Tell us your top three.
Top three flaws, go. All right, then, don't tell us your top three flaws, but do tell us what song you're going to play next.
Oh, I think I'm going to play Tycho, I think.
Excellent.
I think I'll go with that, but I'm now playing for time as well, because I put my phone away because it kept buzzing and it was annoying me. Tycho with C featuring Beacon.
You live in a sea.
That's Tycho with C featuring Beacon.
Yeah, it's I played Tycho back in 2014. I can't believe. Yeah.
Doesn't time fly?
By the way, we've done over 200 shows. Over 200 riders.
Feels like it's a stiff.
Is that it?
I only signed up to talk for one segment.
5 minutes, you said?
Yeah, now she's building the show. I played him back in 2014, and he brought out an album called Awake in 2014, which did really well. And this was sort of on it, although what happened was Beacon did a remix of the song, and then they performed it live together at Coachella a few weeks ago, and then they've decided to re-release it with Beacon's lyrics on. So instead of remix by Beacon, it's now featuring Beacon. And excellent. It's the first Tycho song to ever have words.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
Magic.
So there you go.
I might start doing that, you know, like singing over instrumentals.
Yeah, and then someone go, that's good. We should have taught her that.
Yeah.
I've been doing these instrumentals all this time.
Yeah, well, as I've got no musical ability, I might just start singing over instrumentals.
Isn't this just the core basis of Scouse House? Like, this isn't a new thing.
It's new for Tycho. He's chilling with it.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's new for me as well. I might settle down, work through some stuff. See if I can come up with start listening to as much stuff that's just instrumental orientated as possible.
Don't you dare start playing these tracks as your picks on here.
I'd have it all under pseudonyms.
This is Tycho featuring me.
Yeah, this Knox Harrington fella's doing well, I'd say. Find all this gear on Bandcamp.
A lot of hits.
Yeah.
He's doing Primavera.
Do you ever wish you could change your name now? Knox Harrington.
What, to that?
Just to something else.
What, my Twitter name? Or?
Yeah, your Twitter name.
Well, I mean, I could change my Twitter name to my actual name, and I think that'd be fine, but I just sort of quite like the fact that there's the mild sort of quasi-pseudonym status, so I'm quite relaxed about it, really. So no is the answer. I have thought about it, and someone actually said to me, from sort of a career point of view, I should think about it. Someone sent me a really nice email, but said you should probably do that because it might mean that you'd be taken more seriously by people. And I sort of had to think about it, and I thought... No, seriously, and I had to think about it, and I sort of thought, well... I don't know if the people who don't currently take me seriously, who would take me more seriously, I actually want them to take me seriously. If you sort of know where that sentence ends up. I just thought, well, if people can't get round the fact that it's just a name on Twitter, then those people I'm not that interested in. So that was my outlook.
And when are you writing your blog?
I did have a blog.
I know.
I had a market research blog. So I was a bit anti-Twitter, I didn't get it. But I set up my Twitter account to promote my market research blog. It was good.
It doesn't exist anymore.
We tried
really hard to find it.
Yeah, we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I like finding people's old blogs.
Like someone's old Bebo when they were knobhead.
Yeah. Every now and again, having a look on like your old MySpace and going, fucking hell, things have improved drastically.
All right, then, Steph, what are you going to play for us now?
I don't know,
Neil. In fact, you're not going to play anything.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So
what an anticlimax that was.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. But Steph isn't going to play anything, but I am.
Can I just apologise, by the way? I'm very aware that I'm sniffing, and every time... I've got hay fever, and I'm very sniffy at the minute, but whenever I am, someone always comments on it. There's always a comment saying, ooh.
Is there?
Yeah. So I apologise. I apologise, but it's not really very much I can do. You know, talking antihistamine.
Drank 18 pints of water.
Yeah. I've tried my damnedest, so apologies but soz.
Apologies but soz.
There you go.
These are Mount Doubt with Tourists.
Fun. Surrounded by sculpture, half nude in the sun. Whoa, I tend not to go outside, I swear. The apocalypse is just out of sight. Whoa, you flock to Angkor Wat because it's where you think you ought to be. Oh, there's so many photo opportunities for you amidst other people's misery. You're just tourists, and I can safely say I really, really don't want to be in Dubrovnik or Cadiz or
lose herself and don't see your altruism. Yeah, yeah. Well, your life looks pretty fun, pretending that you like to read above architecture. Surely there's an endangered species for you to save. You're just tourists, and I can safely say I really, really don't want to be in Dubrovnik. Look at these, a Pisa, or be a rinse herself and on sea, or a tourist. Yeah, yeah. You're all tourists. Yeah, yeah.
My aversion to aviation keeps my feet on the ground, my head's in the clouds.
You're all tourists, and I can safely say I really, truly have no desire to be in Dubrovnik or Cadiz.
Valletta, Calcutta.
That's Mount Doubt with Tourists. It's the brand new single from Edinburgh Sextet, Mount Doubt. I think when it was first released, which was 3 months ago, but it's now part of something that's on Bandcamp, which is a full EP from them, which I will find out about now. Got myself a bit carried away there. Could start the part again, but I'm not going to. You've got to believe in something. And move yourself forward. In the meantime, it's great to see that Steph and John are stepping in and helping me with the rest of the time.
I'm enjoying it.
It is yet again an example of, come back, Adam, all is forgiven. I really hope he doesn't join the Greek army. I'll just honestly keep playing for time.
Are you seriously keeping this as an opening?
I'm seriously keeping this as an opening.
It's the one we're sending to Sony.
That is from the EP, The Loneliness of the TV Watchers, by Mount Doubt. I got there. They're playing Stockton-on-Tees, the Georgian Theatre, on November the 11th. That's available on Bandcamp for £4. You get 5 songs, which are probably very much worth paying. You pay more than £4 if you want to have a listen to everything and see what you think. Thought that was a ton of fun. You wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't even pay that.
You wouldn't? Well, you're very honest. But if Mount Doubt are listening...
But also not at all.
If Mount Doubt are listening, we're saying that people should pay it for their excellent EP, which is a ton of fun. The artwork looks like it's quite good fun as well. It's been done by somebody called Paige Mullen, it says here. We're at that part of the show. The reason why we did change the order, where I say to you, Stephanie, what is your banger this week?
I don't know. Can I see the list of songs I've chosen?
Yeah, it's one of those two.
It's Sasha and Plesia, Out of Time, and it's a remix, but I can't remember what the remix is, but it's dead good, and it's about 8.5 minutes long, so enjoy.
Bye.
Sasha featuring Palika without a time.
Yes.
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 There it is. All 8 minutes of it. Hope you enjoyed that. You come out the other side of it now.
Sasha, he's kind of died down a little bit now. I think because the whole club scene's changed. But there was a time when Sasha was basically the biggest DJ in the whole world. Sasha and Digweed, great times.
And it's, by the way, it's the Patrice Balmore mix, that one.
There you go. I knew it was a remix. Yeah. I just was too lazy to type that out last night. And Sasha, too lazy to pick up my phone this morning.
Sasha was everything.
Sasha was, wasn't he?
Good times.
Sasha was.
Loads of nodding.
Yeah. If you, that washing of air.
it was emphatic of nodding, wasn't it, really?
Good times.
Yeah, it were. Yeah, so he was great and he's still smashing it.
You were going to tell me about something that had changed on Spotify.
Yeah, it was just something that I'd noticed yesterday that I got. You know, every now and again, they'll give you new curated playlists. And the Spotify algorithms are usually pretty spot on. They've done this weekend is your summer rewinds. And basically, they just pick a load of songs from your playlist that you haven't listened to in ages. Songs that you've kind of saved but haven't listened to. And it's been great. Loads of bangers that I forgot all about from about 2 years ago.
Excellent.
So, if you have Spotify, look at your summer rewind because it's worth it. As long as you've got good music taste. Well, I suppose you'd always think you had good music taste because it's your taste. So, yeah, listen to it.
Sound of the Summer, John.
So that's a Spanish song, isn't it?
That's Spanish song.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah.
They've nailed it for us. Good of them. They should actually do that. They should almost do that. Like the way in which you do it at the start of the year, you go through what the BBC is saying is going to be, you know, the sound of 2017.
Yeah.
They should have a revisited version in like June or July going, just so you know, this is the sound of the summer, and pick like three things and say, just listen to them now and absorb them, because what you're going to get a lot of.
Mm. Yeah.
Get it out of the way so that you know it, that it's there. All right, John, what are you playing for us next? Your last one.
Right, my last one is It's O Wonder, and the song's called High on Humans.
Getting high. Getting high. Getting high on humans. Sitting in the next seat, dead heat summer, staring at the ground in a lucid light. I can feel a heartbeat built like thunder, running round my head in a holy fire. Open up the doors, let me feel that zephyr, freshen up the air underneath the streets. Now I'm locking eyes with a silent stranger. Don't run, don't hide. And I can feel the static rising up and out your mouth. When making waves of conversation, gotta wash your energy. Cause I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. Elevate the headstrong, dead long halo. Caught up in a scheme, gotta fight the grind. I can make your day glow sun to rainbow. Color in your step, let me lose your mind. Animate the air with a stone cold question. Do you have the time, do you hate your life? Now I'm locking lives with a silent stranger. Don't run, don't hide. Feel the static rising up and out your mouth. When making waves of conversation, gotta rush your energy. Cause I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. Every time I meet your eyes, I can feel life come alive. And I'm getting high, getting high. Getting high on humans. We ride up, we slide up, we won't stop, we won't stop. We ride up, we slide up, we won't stop, no, we won't stop. We ride up, we slide up, we won't stop, lighting our minds up. We ride up, we slide up, we won't stop, lighting our minds up. Cause I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. I'm getting high, getting high. I'm getting high on humans. Every
That's Oh Wonder, High on Humans.
Yeah, it's from an album. I think it's called Ultra Life, and it's coming out next month. But I really like that song. Really like it. So I'm going to look forward to the album. I'm going to mentally note to listen to it when it comes out.
Yeah, one of the things about doing this, actually, I actually wonder sometimes whether or not I should sort of go back through. I was thinking this morning when I was looking for stuff, whether or not I should go back through stuff that I've sort of picked where you picked it 2 months before the album comes out.
Yeah.
You're a bit like, this sounds great, and I'd really like to listen to that album. And then often because a lot of this is either listening to a lot of your music becomes sort of listening to stuff that you like, obviously, and that you're familiar with on the one hand, and then looking for new stuff, John. You sort of, it means that you can miss things like releases.
Yeah, I just need to start putting them in my diary or something like that, because I think, oh, I can't wait for that album, but then you're kind of always chasing the new thing and stuff like that. So I think when we first started doing this, I'd sort of wait till an album come out on it, and I had a mad email in me drafts of when all these albums were coming out and stuff I was going to play, and then now I just throw it on as soon as I hear it.
It's fine.
Abandon that.
It's what they want to do. They're putting it out. They want us to play it.
I guess so.
That is indeed what they want us to do. I'm quite convinced about that. So I hope you've enjoyed the show this week, an unlikely Sunday session.
We didn't ring Adam.
We can't be on top of everything.
No.
Can't be on top of every detail. And also,
I'd have liked to have heard how confused that would have, it would have thrown him.
You could have asked him what he was wearing.
Yes. That would have been good.
I bet he's got a good Spain get-up.
What's your Spanish pyjama game like, Adam?
I reckon he's shorts and a shirt. Saying Adam is currently right now shorts and a shirt. Yeah. Sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
Sleeves rolled up. Looking cute.
Probably a cap.
Definitely a cap. Hair cascading from beneath the cap. Trying to work out
whether not. Wait, I know. Why are you writing some kind of romance novel? Adam's holiday.
Just swipe right. don't pull that face. again, it's there. It's meant to be that people can hear. So Steph is going to play us out this week. So as I say, I hope you really enjoyed the show. And yeah, what you got for me? Next week's our Glastonbury show, by the way. So tell your friends. We'll be thoroughly going through all Glastonbury things for people. But go on. Don't pull another face.
This is my face, Neil. I can't not pull my face. It's just what I look like.
It is just what you look like.
if I'm pulling other faces at any time, that's when I'm pulling a face. This is my resting face. That sneer.
Feels hugely intimidating.
Well, it's meant to. The last track is by G Smith and it's called X.
Is anything to say on it?
Not really. There's very little known about her. She's from LA and she... Yeah, she likes pop music.
Good on her.
Don't we all?
This is G Smith with X. All the best.
The direction. that's what I am. I will go where you go. I don't wanna know. You only want good things. Well, that's what I am. So
you went away. I don't understand.
Podcast Network.